Welcome to Distinguished Design, a podcast from the Interaction Design Association, where we'll be exploring the work and people behind some of the best interaction design work out there today, all leading up to the Global Interaction Awards taking place during Interaction Week in 2021. My name is Diego Pulido, and today we have a friend of the house with us. Her name is Catherine Woodowitz. She is a design strategist working at Modernist Studio based in the great city of Austin, Texas. She's also a member of the Interaction Awards Planning Committee, specializing in the area of submissions. So Catherine, thank you very much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So can you tell us a bit more about yourself?
Sure. So Modernist is a strategy design company. We work sort of with end-to-end design services, from everything from organizational strategy to product design and user research. But I actually have some history with the IXDA conference.
Oh, great.
Before this.
Tell us more about that.
So a few years ago, I was a finalist for the Interaction Design Student Design Charrette.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was a wonderful experience. I highly recommend it to every student designer out there. Yeah. But actually, my favorite part of that conference was the award show. And that is because at the award show, I got to see winners for different kinds of design that really exemplified the IXDA community's commitment to design that is excellent, that is thoughtful, and that has an impact in the world. And I, you know, at that award show, I got to see projects that were about making finance and banking accessible, making products accessible to whole communities that hadn't had access before, and even sort of interactive exhibits and art museums. And I think just that exposure to incredible design work happening at all levels in all countries around the world really was eye-opening for me, and I was sold.
So Catherine, I'm curious to know how you got involved into being a part of the submissions process in the Interaction Awards.
Sure. So I started as a peer reviewer, which is something that we put out a call for volunteers in the IXDA community to look through submissions and help us score the really exceptional ones. And in doing that, I got to see the real depth of quality of our submissions. And so this year, I get to be part of a really stellar IXDA awards
nice.
Team, yourself included.
Thank you very much.
And as far as being on submissions itself, I think what's so interesting about creating submissions criteria each year for IXDA is we're also creating the value that we see design having, and the importance that we want to, you know, the specific values and qualities that we want to elevate in the best design of the year. And so I've gotten to join a really exceptional team. Shout out to Bart Renner and Jason Mezud and others on the submissions team that have done some really excellent work in shaping our criteria for this.
That's amazing. And also, I'll just add one thing to what you just said there, which is that, yes, I mean, this podcast, the work you're doing, and it's all brought to you by volunteers, people who just love this community and just want to give back. So thank you for being part of this, of course, Catherine. This is very, very valuable work. But I'm also curious to know, as you were thinking of getting involved in this process, what spoke to you about the awards, and why did you realize this was something important for you and that you wanted to be involved with?
You know, I think the experience of seeing the awards in person helped me realize how they really elevate each other's game. I know I was directly inspired in my design work by seeing some of the awards that for projects that other people were putting forward. And I think that's true for all of us. I also know another member of the awards team shared once that she won an award in the past and got to accept it from one of her design heroes.
Nice.
And I think that's just such a cool chance to meet some of the people that you've looked up to in the design world for a long time. But most of all, I think it's just a really excellent opportunity to put your work out in the world and see if it's resonating with other designers and get some credibility and recognition for it.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, going a little deeper into the submission process themselves, can you tell us a bit more about who should be submitting to this award, or who can submit, and by when? When's the deadline?
Everyone should submit.
Everyone and anyone.
Yes. Right. If you are putting out good design work in the world and you want to show it to other people, please, please submit. You know, we are a big global network and we want to reflect we are in our awards, but we're really looking for also people doing great design work that don't have a connection to IXDA yet, who haven't been part of our awards or conference in the past.
Yeah.
For the first time, we are making our submissions not required to be in English.
Nice.
And so we're really looking at, we want to make the submission process as accessible as possible to people, any level of design proficiency, wherever you are in your design career, or even if you are design adjacent, working in some other industry, but you have a design project, we want to hear from you. And we want to hear from you by 11:59 p.m. on October 31st, 2020. That's the deadline.
That's the deadline. All right.
Cool. Get your submissions in before then.
Very good. Now, you know, talking about the awards, you said that you were a finalist in one of these awards. Can you illustrate a little for us examples of projects you saw back when you first became aware of the awards, or like what comes to mind when you think about that?
Sure. I mean, I think there is a wide range of projects that that are submitted and are honored. We've got a great list on our website of example submissions that you can take a look at. But some examples that come to mind are a project from Estonia around how you can close the distance, close long distance, that gap in intimacy through personal touch, which is very timely right now.
Definitely. So way ahead of their time.
Mm-hmm. There was one excellent project from Chile called the Algramo dispensing machine.
Oh, yeah.
And it basically reinvented the way that you could sell basic products in neighborhood stores by making the packaging and the distributing machines much more accessible in small communities. There's really just a wide range of not only kind of subject and topic matter, but also whether they're submitted in video or via artistic concept or what have you. So I would encourage everyone to go to the website and take a look at some of the examples to give a good sense for whether your project might be a good fit.
And what is the website where people can go and find out more of this information?
Yes, please go to awards.ixda.org.
All right, and for those of you listening, it'll be in the show notes. I'm actually really curious about that thing you said about English not being the only language people can submit. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure, so our call for submissions are actually available in 6 languages on the website right now. Yeah, and that's English, French, Spanish, Chinese, Hindi, and Arabic.
Nice.
So we also are offering translation services as you fill out your submissions form and submittable. We provide access to a free translation service should you want it and need it. And then we're also asking our global network of volunteers to assist with translation services from as many languages as possible. So the goal is to make this as easy as possible for anyone in the world to submit their designs.
That's great. That really speaks to how global of a community this is, and really just how the IXDA is really trying to reach out for the best projects and some of the best work to be showcased at these awards. So now,
that's the hope.
Yeah, let's talk about the submission process in and of itself. For anyone who's listening, who's thinking about submitting, what does that process look like? Why can they expect us to stay embarking in this process?
Sure. So we'll be looking for your design concept, and really what we're looking the most for is the strength and clarity of your design concept, what you built, why it was important, who it's for, and how you went about building it. So that being said, we'll need to know that you're a real person or a real team. We'll need your names. To know that you do have a design concept, we'll look for images, whether it's photos or illustrations of your concept. And then beyond that, submit in whatever medium makes the most sense for your project, text, audio, or video. And in terms of fidelity, don't be afraid that there's some sort of high standard for visual fidelity. Take a look at some of the other awards that have won in the past. We're really looking for the strength of concept. So whatever you're comfortable with, if it's a handheld video, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, any level of fidelity is acceptable.
So what you're saying is that no one needs an actual like crew, video crew production to make this
exactly
happen. Now, Catherine, since you are in the submissions committee, I'm curious to know if you could give all of our listeners some do's or don'ts or tips about how to submit, just so, for them to have in mind.
Sure. The first thing I would say is please do be respectful of the length requirements.
Right.
We have a team of reviewers, peer reviewers, and then later jurors that will take a look at all of your submissions. And you want yours to be noticed and understood. So please do stick to the 500 word or 5 minute length time to make sure that we have the ability to review your full concept. Remember to actually hit submit. a lot of people will fill out the form. And, you know, if you don't hit submit, we don't get to see it. So don't forget to actually submit it after you've gone through all that work.
I can think of a couple of times in which I've forgotten to buy something off of Amazon or something like that. I just leave stuff in the cart.
It's the worst. Don't leave your submission in the cart. And the last thing is, don't wait to reach out to us. You know, don't wait till October 30th or October 31st. Ask us the questions you have now. Ask us the, you know, if there's anywhere that you're confused or you need more clarity, reach out. We're here and we'd love to help you.
So if they want to reach out with some of these questions, where could they actually go to ask some of those questions?
Sure. The best place to look is the awards website. So that's awards.ixda.org. Mm-hmm. That will answer a lot of your questions. We have some frequently asked questions already up on the site, as well as more context about the awards and what we're looking for. But if you have more questions after looking there, you can reach out to us at awards@ixda.org. And that email we are, you know, staffing daily. So we'll get your request as it comes in and answer it as soon as possible.
Absolutely. awards.ixda.org and the email is awards@ixda.org. Those links are going to be in the show notes if you want to take a look there. This brings us to the end of this episode of Distinguished Design. Catherine, thank you so very much for spending the time here with us today.
Thank you, Diego. This has been a real pleasure.
And hopefully we got you excited and looking forward to attending Interaction Week next February and tuning in to see some of the best examples in the craft of interaction design be recognized at the Interaction Awards. Now, if you like what you hear and want to continue hearing other Interaction Awards-focused stories, please give us a review. Distinguished Design is brought to you by an all-volunteer Interaction Awards committee within the Interaction Design Association. So if you want to get in touch with us, find us on social media at IXD Awards, all one word, or visit us at awards.ixda.org to connect with fellow members of this amazing community. I'm Diego Pulido, and thank you very much for listening. Bye, Catherine.